belongs to be?
Yeah. No, okay.
How would it be used, and what kind of...
In such a situation, he belongs to be careful. Or talking about the corn, you might say, at this time of the year, it belongs to be taller.
I've never heard of it.
Totally foreign, okay. Okay. Let me see. Now, I'm looking for a negative here. One kid might say to another, "I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you..."
Bet you won't?
Okay. Do you ever hear the phrase, or hear the word, dacent?
I don't think... I'm not sure, I'm not even sure that I've heard it, you know, among the black speech at all. I have either read it or heard it when the speaker or writer was trying to be deliberately representational.
Okay.
Yeah, they are not, yeah.
Okay. Let me see, going back to those should and so on, you might say to somebody, "You're not doing what you, what?
Should."
Or the other one.
Ought.
Yeah, okay.
I have heard you should ought.
Yeah, should ought.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The negative form of that would be?
Shouldn't.
Shouldn't, or using ought?
Ought not.
Ought not.
Mm-hmm.
Not oughtn't. You wouldn't, mm-hmm. Would you contract that?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Yes, I have oughtn't. Uh-huh. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and let's say a friend is standing around without helping, you might look at him when you're all done and say, "Well, you what?"
Polite terms or what?
Yeah, kind of polite.
I don't know.
Okay. What about might could? You use that yourself? I haven't noticed it in your speech at all.
Oh, in certain situations, I think I would. If someone asked me to do me to do them a favor,
mm-hmm.
and I am not certain,
mm-hmm.
that I can do it. In other words, like, say it might be something that involves time or something like that, but I sincerely want to try to help,
mm-hmm.
I would indicate so by saying, "Well, if I can get this out of the way, I might could do it."
Okay.
But then that's the only context I can think of using.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. And then go back to animals. All those animals that fly around up in the air, you call them what?
Birds.
Okay. And they live in?
Nests.
Okay. And the kind that can see in the dark is called?
Nocturnal bird.
Yeah, okay. A nocturnal bird that can see in the dark and usually sits up in a tree and hoots.
Oh, an owl.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
There's a kind of small kind that has a high-pitched sound that it makes.
A screech owl?
Screech owl,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other kind is called just an owl, huh?
Or a hoot owl.
Or a hoot owl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, are there any other kinds of owls that you know around here?
Mm-hmm. There's